AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At the Supreme Court today, justices heard a case from North Carolina over a new Republican-drawn congressional map blocked by the state's high court. Our Jessica Gresko was there.
It sounded as though a majority of the justices weren't willing to give state legislatures virtually unchecked power in making rules for presidential and congressional elections.
Meanwhile, Julie Walker reports residents of Moore County, North Carolina, have been getting electricity back.
More than 45,000 customers were without power over the weekend. Authorities have said the outages began Saturday night after one or more people drove up to the substations, breached the gates, and opened fire on them. Police have not released a motive, but the Moore County Sheriff says whoever was responsible knew exactly what they were doing to cause the outage that they did.
The first U.S. auctions to develop commercial-scale floating wind farms in the deep waters off the West Coast has raised more than $750 million in bids. The bidders mostly European companies. An up-and-down day on Wall Street, the Dow finished just barely in the green, relatively small losses for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Campbell Soup rose on better-than-expected earnings. Carvana plunged, investors fearing the online car seller could file for bankruptcy. And a sharp reversal in China. Charles Deledesma explains.
China's National Health Commission has stipulated COVID-19 tests and a clean bill of health displayed on a smartphone app would no longer be required apart from vulnerable areas such as nurseries, elderly care facilities and schools. It's also limited the scale of lockdown to individual apartment floors and buildings, rather than entire districts and neighborhoods. The announcement follows recent street protests in several cities over the strict zero COVID policy. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is AP News. Sagar Magane reports as White House holiday celebrations ramp up, this year's Christmas ornament honors an executive mansion tradition.
The White House Historical Association's annual ornament is a nod to the Nixon administration, specifically First Lady Pat Nixon,
who first introduced gingerbread into the annual White House decorations.
And Association President Stuart McLaurin says it's become a cornerstone. Mrs. Nixon and the White House's German pastry chef first put a gingerbread house on display in 1969.
Initially, these were A-framed houses,
per German tradition.
But now they are actual White Houses.
The ornament shows one and comes with a gingerbread-scented booklet. The real gingerbread house is on display in the state dining room for the thousands attending holiday receptions here. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.